Hi, I'm Addison. I'm here for your house call. You scheduled an in-home exam with your PCP? Yeah, your primary care physician. I'm his new PA. May I come in? I've taken over the in-home care portion of his practice. He doesn't like to travel, so he hired a physician assistant to provide care for his patients who prefer to be seen in their homes. You should have received a notice in your patient portal and your email. Yeah. It would have contained my photo, a brief bio, a letter of introduction, as well as contact information. Yeah. Oh, good. Hey, if you're uncomfortable, you are welcome to call our administrative desk and reschedule for on-site at the clinic or telehealth if you think that would work for you. No? Okay, good. Well, let's get to it, shall we? All right. Where would you like to lie down? I'm fine wherever you're comfortable. But since I'll need you to remove your clothing, perhaps someplace where you won't be exposed and where we won't get interrupted is best. Oh, the floor is fine. Yeah, as long as you'll be comfortable. Okay. Well, please go ahead and strip down to your underwear while I review your recent correspondence and get some stuff from my bag. I see you have sent several photos directly to me. Was there something of particular concern you wanted to show me? Okay, I understand. You wanted to provide a preview so I'd be prepared. Well, thank you for your consideration, but I can assure you I'm prepared for just about anything, including your issue. All right. Go ahead and sit down. I'm going to take a listen to your heart and your lungs before I have you lie back. Okay. Deep breaths. Oh, nice. Again? Okay. One more time. All right, now just breathe normally for me. Okay. I'm going to briefly shine a light at your eyes just to check pupillary response. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful eyes, by the way. Yep. And they are parallel, equal, and reactive to light. Okay, good. All right, let me take a quick look in your ears. And this one, okay, looks clear. And I'll check the other one, perfect. Okay, open your mouth. Let me check your throat. You have lovely teeth and a great smile. All right. I'm going to run my fingers through your hair and across your scalp. Okay. No issues. You smell very nice. Me too. Must be the hand sanitizer. I'm going to feel your neck here. Just under your jawline. Can you swallow for me? Okay, your thyroid feels fine. All right, I'm just going to squeeze along your shoulders, those trapezius. If I push a little deeper, I can press on your levator scapulae. And your supraspinous muscles. Does that feel good? No discomfort? Well, you are rock solid. All right. You can go ahead and lie down. That's it. Other than the anatomy that you shared in your photos, did you have any other complaints or concerns? Well, your respirations and your pulse are a little elevated. Nothing of major concern, just a little out of the normal resting range for a man your age. Most likely it's related to your current condition and my presence. Hands in contact can be stressful for some. Yeah, nothing to worry about. Well, I'm just gonna do a quick check of your skin and musculature. Yeah. Deltoids feel good. Biceps. Okay. Flexor carpi ulnaris. You have some very nice vasculature in your forearms. Yeah. Articulate your wrist and hands for me. That's it. Move them around. Now your fingers. Okay, good. Hold my hands and give them a squeeze. Perfect. Good bilateral grip. Okay, I am gonna press on your chest. Pecs are nice and firm and well developed. I'm gonna give a little squeeze to those nipples. Hope that doesn't bother you. Just checking for abnormalities or discharge. Nope, they're pretty cute. No, they're fine. You're just adorable. All right, let me press firmly on your abdomen. Why? Well, it lets me feel the size of your internal organs and gives you a chance to let me know if you feel any pain. We call it inspection, auscultation, palpation, and percussion of the abdomen. Yeah. Let me do another quick listen here. I'm gonna listen to your gut. Okay. You have some rumbly peristalsis going on. How's your diet been today? Has it been healthy? Has it been good? All right. Any issues or concerns regarding your lower extremities? Okay. Well, everything looks good, so I guess it's time to address the subject of your photos. Your cock and balls. I can feel through your underwear that you are tight and erect. How long has this been going on? I see. All right, remove your boxers, please. My. Your condition has worsened since you sent the photos. Christ, that is a pretty sight. And you are certainly well endowed. Upon assessment, my diagnosis is EH, epididymal hypertension. It's not serious, but it does cause pain and aching in the testicles after having an erection without an orgasm for a prolonged period of time. Yeah, there are a couple of treatment options. A cold compress applied to the testicles. Over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Masturbation. Or... I could just ride that fucking monster until you pumped your load, so Oh, let me get out of my clothes. Baby. I am wet, but let's get you slippery. All right. Let me just straddle you and rub my pussy along that massive hard cock. How does it feel when I just let the head barely penetrate? Yeah. Do you like being teased? Do you wish I'd just mount it and let it fill me until your balls deep? Oh. Not yet. Let me just reach underneath me and gently stroke and squeeze those balls. They are indeed hypertensive. I'm gonna grab your cock by the base and drool right on the head, and then stroke your full length. Oh, that's it. You definitely have alpha genes in your lineage. Fuck, this is a fucking big, hard dick. There now. I'm ready. Are you? Good. Now beg. You heard me. Beg me to put it in. Beg me to ride it until you come. Say, Addison, please. Say it again. Addison, please. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Oh. How's that? Oh, was looking forward to coming with you. Oh, babe. I would have gladly sucked you off, but I have limited time. I need to get back to the clinic before my next appointment, and I wanted to come. Oh, the begging? Oh, that was your punishment for torturing me with your fucking Snapchat photos, and then videos, and then the dirty talk. No. You can't do that to me while I'm at work and helpless to do anything about it. You just about broke me. Your teasing was fucking brutal, even after I asked you repeatedly to stop. God, every time I heard that stupid Snapchat alert, I couldn't help but look. I'm afraid you and your inguinal junctions with associated gonadal reproductive anatomy have me addicted. Oh, you are way too fucking hot not to stare at. Oh, I nearly got caught rubbing wood out of the doctor's lounge. Anyway, I'm just glad my morning rounds ended early so I could sneak an extended lunch with you. But I need to leave. Oh shit, like right now. Oh. Oh. I don't want to pull off of you. Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna be late. There. I gotta get dressed. Yeah. I'm going to be thinking about you all day as I hold your cum all up in me. Hey, will you have dinner ready when I get home? I'm gonna be fucking starving. Baby, and thank you. It feels so good to be wanted. Yeah. Don't ever stop. Okay, I'll see you tonight. Bye-bye.